All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with another week of Pro Wrestling America. This week coming to you from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria. One major thing to announce is, yes, last week ended with Sting knocking out both Stone Cold Steve Austin and Bubba Ray Dudley. And yes, we can announce that Sting has signed a contract with the PWA, and we are excited about it. Another news is, in a negotiation that has been going on for over a month and a half now, even though they have parted company with us, Hawkeye Championship Wrestling has agreed to swap talent, with PWA sending them Jimmy Golden and PWA getting Dr. Death Steve Williams. Because apparently Williams and DiBiase have been having some behind-the-scenes issues in Hawkeye Championship Wrestling with how he is being booked. So, Dr. Death Steve Williams is now a member of the PWA. We are excited to see him come in and have his debut match as a PWA wrestler on the card tonight. Also, we have former two-time Motor City Wrestling Tag Team Champions, the Blackjacks, facing off against the American Tag Team Champions, Nightmare Ken Wayne and Italian Stallion, in a non-title match. We have Bugsy McGraw and Buzz Sawyer facing off for the television title. We have a four-way match for the number one contender for the Illinois Heavyweight title match. And this involves two of the storylines that are going on this season, that the two that are connected. And this is how we are connecting them. Is you will have Chris Candido, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, Cactus Jack, and Iceman King Parsons all vying for a shot at Honky Tonk Man's heavyweight, or Illinois heavyweight title. And then we have our main event tonight, World Tag Team titles on the line. Smoking Guns defending against the Fabulous Freebirds in a street fight. That is going to be a great match to end the card tonight. But let's get started with the card. First up, of course, is the television title on the line. Bugsy McGraw defending against Buzz Sawyer. And as you can imagine, any match that would have Bugsy McGraw and Buzz Sawyer would be a brawl. And they brawled throughout the entire 15-minute time limit. And so this match ends in a time limit draw. And I'm not sure what is left of anything in the ringside area. Because, yeah, the ring steps were destroyed in this match. The timekeeper's table, I'm surprised the bell even still worked after both men cracked it over the side of each other's heads during the match. But, time limit draw, Bugsy McGraw is still your television champion. Now we move to tag team match. American Tag Team Champions on the line. Or no, not on the line. Non-title match. But the American Tag Team Champions, Nightmare Ken Wayne and Italian Stallion, facing off against the former Motor City Wrestling Tag Team Champions, the Blackjacks. And the Blackjacks make a great showing to put them into possible consideration for an American Tag Team title shot. The match ends in a time of 11 minutes, 19 seconds, with Lanza making the Italian Stallion submit to the claw. Definitely a good possibility for the Blackjacks to come in and be your next American Tag Team Champions. But still things have to be worked out between those guys, because we don't really want to have titles going over to one of our other affiliates. I mean, that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to a lot of people. But then again, it could be great business. Which, well, that's exactly what Hawkeye Championship Wrestling wanted. They wanted Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol on their roster to be the PWA World Heavyweight Champion. Well, Too bad for that. All right, next match. We have another tag team match. T.D. Steele and Jimmy Wang Yang facing off against Rough and Ready. And this is a typical squash match. Yang pins Rough in a time of 1 minute and 39 seconds after a moonsault. Next, we get into Dr. Death's debut match in the PWA as a PWA wrestler facing off against Gino Hernandez. And Gino has made issues about not having so many matches and having been taken out of the American heavyweight title division and all of these things that has really put him on the bench for a little bit the last couple of weeks. But last week and this week, he's got matches, and he's got good matches. But he still seems to be completely out of it throughout the match. It's like he doesn't even know he's actually even wrestling, it seems like. And Dr. Death easily wins the match with the Oklahoma Stampede in a time of 5 minutes, 28 seconds. And after the match, Williams leaves. Gino is laying out in the ring. I mean, he's not out. He's just laying there. It's like, whatever. Just let the whole world crash on top of me or something. Not sure what exactly is going on with Gino there. But eventually he does get up and get out of the ring under his own power. And we have the next, and what seems to be a tag team extravaganza this week. The third of four tag team matches on the card tonight, as Bad Company faces off against Cowboy Ron Bass and Black Bart. And both teams put on a wonderful match that shows that both of them should be considered top contenders for the World Tag Team titles against whoever is champion after tonight. And eventually it is Tanaka pinning Bass after the super kick plex in a time of 24 minutes, 8 seconds. Bart tried to make the save, but he was just a bit too late. And Bad Company picks up the pin and the win. But they are the ones that have to be carted out because Black Bart takes out both of them after the match. And Cowboy Ron Bass picks up in the beatdown as well. And Bad Company, even having won the match, has to be helped out of the ring by the EMTs. Now we get to the first of our two main events for the evening. And truly, semi-main event is probably the better term for this. Number one contender four-way match for the Illinois heavyweight title number one contender. Chris Candido, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, Cactus Jack, and Iceman King Parsons all going at it. And Iceman and Cactus brawl in the dressing room before the match. And really starting off in the middle of the Bad Company, Ron Bass, Black Bart match. They're back as Cactus Jack runs into the dressing room for Iceman, and they start going at it. Eventually bringing them back out to the ring, so they actually have all four guys in and around the ring. But it ends up being Candido pinning Iceman to become the number one contender for the Illinois heavyweight title in a time of 23 minutes, 52 seconds with a small package after Gilbert hits Iceman with a fireball. This infuriates Gilbert because who doesn't want to be the number one contender? Who doesn't want to have to take on the champion? And Candido steals it from him. And so Candido and Gilbert brawl after the match. Cactus Jack and Iceman brawl sometime after that. And Cactus ends up pulling a table out from under the ring, propping it up between the ring apron and the guardrail that he has pulled in from the side to put Iceman again through a table, this time with a superplex off the middle turnbuckle, through the table, onto the concrete floor. So at the end of the match, Cactus is the only one actually walking away from it, as Gilbert and Candido have basically knocked themselves silly in their brawl. Iceman is who knows if he's even still in one piece after that superplex from Cactus Jack. What does this four-way do? This four-way puts in a good heat for both of the storylines going on between Candido and Gilbert and Cactus Jack and Iceman King Parsons. Just makes it a little more fun to write. All right, next we have Lance Russell welcoming the American heavyweight champion Stone Cold Steve Austin and his opponent last week, Bubba Ray Dudley. Seemingly an odd pair with the matches they've had the last 2 weeks, but they come out with one simple message. They want Sting and Muda. They don't care if it's for the World Heavyweight title. They don't care if it's a tag team match. Both of them want a piece of each of the other two. Austin demands the title. But again, he's already the American Heavyweight Champion. That puts him right up in line as the number one contender for the World Heavyweight title, which is held by Great Muta at the moment. So he really wants to have that match now. But Muta and Sting aren't in the building. They're not in Peoria tonight. It's just not going to work out. But I will see what I can do to have that match. At least a tag team match. Some sort of match that I can get signed for next week. And we'll see what happens. But now we move to the main event of the evening. The match that everybody's been waiting for. Smoking Guns defending the World Tag Team titles against the fabulous Freebirds. Street fight. And both teams go at each other from the opening bell. Hayes ties Billy to the ring post with a rope. And Bart takes the brunt of the double teaming for about 8 minutes before Billy gets himself free. And then he rejoins the brawl. Billy takes Hayes out with a belly-to-belly suplex off the entrance ramp. And then the Guns double team Gordy. But Gordy gets the advantage after Bart clotheslines Billy by accident. Gordy takes Bart down with a pile driver. Billy tries to make the save, but Hayes nails him from behind, and Gordy gets the pin in a time of 24 minutes, 25 seconds. Your new World Tag Team Champions are Michael P.S. Hayes and Terry Bam Bam Gordy, the fabulous Freebirds. Finally ending a 6-8 month reign of the Smoking Guns as the World Tag Team Champions. And Hayes and Gordy celebrate finally winning the titles. Now, does that mean the storyline is over? Well, no, because in the contract, of course, there is an automatic return match if the Guns lose. So there will be at least one more match between these four guys. Once again, for the World Tag Team titles. But again, we saw Bad Company and Cowboy Ron Bass and Black Bart show that they should be considered top contenders for that title as well. So what's going to happen? You'll have to join us next week and see where the storylines go. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We'll see you next week.